your facts and stats from around the world. Around the world. Radio X Financial News.
European economies have once again dominated the ranks of the world's most innovative countries, according to a joint study by Cornell University, INSEAD, and the World Intellectual Property Organization. Switzerland kept its number one ranking as the most innovative economy, followed by Sweden and the United Kingdom in the annual Global Innovation Index. The US took the fourth place, while Finland and Singapore were fifth and sixth respectively. China became the first middle-income economy to join the top 25 of the GII. Germany's central bank is arguing that the country's retirement age should be lifted to 69 years of age. The German government decided a decade ago to raise the retirement age from 65 to 67. The increase is being introduced gradually and will apply to all retirees by the time it's 2029. The Bundesbank said consideration should be given to raising the retirement age to around 69 by 2060 to make sure that the pension system is viable as the population ages. A spokesperson for the German Chancellor Angela Merkel, Stefan Seibert, said that the government stands by retirement at 67. Mining giant BHP Billiton has reported a record loss for the past year following a mining disaster in Brazil and a slump in commodity prices. The Anglo-Australian commodities firm reported an annual net loss of $6.4 billion for the year to the 30th of June. The global mining sector has seen years of weak demand attributed largely to slowing growth in China. BHP results were also hit by costs after the Samarco mining disaster in Brazil, which killed 19 people. The record losses come after the company had reported a $1.9 billion net profit.